Again, there's quite a lot in there, but I want to just highlight one verse to you in there, which is verse 18. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And at the start, we read from Psalm 133, it says, when brothers dwell together in unity, God commands his blessing. And that's, we want to live in that unity, live in that peace, because we want God's blessing to be poured out in our lives and experienced in our life together. And there's a lot in that passage about how we can pursue peace and live in unity. If we do these things that surround that verse, we'll have that peace, I believe. So we're going to think about what's in there? What are those things we can do in order to make every effort to live at peace with each other? I think Sarah was going to come up, but I don't know where she's gone.
Ow.
Oh, you're all right. You got something in your shoe? Oh, dear. That looks really painful.
Let me just take it out.
Yeah,
sorry.
Take it out.
Sorry. Whoops.
Not good, is it?
Oh.
What you got in your shoe? What's that?
Well, I've got...
What on earth have you got in your shoe, darling?
I have a problem in my shoe.
You have
shoe.
A problem? Oh, in your shoe.
I do have a problem. Well, actually, just before you sort of do the next bit, perhaps you could help me, because I have a problem with somebody, but I don't want to say who it is, but they really irritate me.
Oh, dear. We should do this publicly.
I find what they say irritating.
Right.
I find the way they do stuff irritating.
Wow. Gosh.
In fact, I think it's wrong.
Oh, dear.
And I think they could do it better if they did it differently. And to be honest, this person just really, really gets on my nerves. But I always pretend to like them, and I try to be really nice, but I just don't feel it. And I even find myself saying mean things about them when they're not around.
No way.
But I'm always nice to their face.
Mm.
So,
that doesn't sound very good at all, you know. I mean, you're the pastor's wife, for one thing.
No, I'm sorry.
This is not good. It's no wonder you're limping a bit. Well, I think I can help, because what I was going to share about was exactly some of those things. See, it says here, love must be sincere. So it's no good if you're just pretending about loving those people, you know, and like saying, oh, I'm kind of going to fall out, I'm not really, I'm going to pretend to love them, but I don't really. You've actually got to get your heart right. So you've got to love them sincerely. No pretending. Be genuine in your love for other people. Don't be nice on the outside and just bitter on the inside. So you need to bring your heart before God and ask him to help you to love people genuinely with the love of Christ. Because that's what Paul's saying here, isn't it? You know, make every effort to live at peace with people, but not like, oh, okay, I'm trying, but I don't really care, but like you really mean it from a pure heart. So the problem is a problem of the heart, but Jesus can help you with that. You need to bring it to him. Is that all right? Is that all that was troubling you?
Well,
then?
I seem to have this other problem in my shoe.
How much was in your shoe?
I had three problems in my shoe.
Go on then.
Sometimes I don't want to do what's good, you though. I don't want to do the right thing. I actually want to do the wrong thing, the things that I know are wrong. And sometimes I want to join in when people are saying unkind things about another person.
Gosh.
In fact, the other day I found myself listening to and joining in with a conversation about someone else. And I knew what was being said wasn't true. Mm. And I knew it wasn't a good conversation, but I found myself joining in anyway.
Oh dear. Well, what Paul talks about here, he says you should actively pursue what is right. We need to be zealous about pursuing what is good. So you take what is good, but you throw out what is evil. Yeah? So you've got that kind of, you need to have that kind of filter when you're with people, when you're walking through life. You say, I'm going to only hold on to the good things. If it's bad, I'm going to reject all of that and be zealous about that. That's what Paul says here. He says, cling to what is good, but hate what is evil. And have a spiritual fervor in the way you're serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope and patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And say, So I guess you need to say, you know, I'm choosing, by an act of my own will, I'm deciding these are the things that I'm going to pursue. This is what my life is really about. I'm not going to let anything get in the way of those things. These are my aims, objectives for my life. And you need God to help you with that as well, to say, I'm going to chuck away the evil things and just focus on what is good and pursue what is good.
Thank you. Actually, while you're here,
yeah,
I have another problem as
go
well.
It's hard work being a pastor and a husband, isn't it?
My friend was having a really hard time and was wanting to tell me about it.
Yeah.
And after I listened to my friend, I knew just exactly what they should do. So I sat them down, and being so much smarter and older than my friend, I told them what they'd been doing wrong and what they should do to fix the problem.
Gosh.
Well, they just got up and left and haven't done any of the things I told them to do, and have hardly even talked to me since. I just don't get it.
That's not good, is it? Well, you know what Paul talks about here? He talks about having a kind of group-minded mentality. That's where you look at other people and you think about where they're at before where you're at. So he says, rejoice, verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. So to do that, you've got to think about where the other person is first, haven't you? And kind of try to empathize and sympathize with their position and join them in their position and help them from that position. Verse 16 says, live in harmony with one another. Don't be proud. Which sounds like if you think, you know, you've got loads of ideas, how are you going to help this person? How are you going to tell them how to live and get it right and wrong? That's kind of pride, isn't it? I'm sorry. But we need to not be proud, but willing to associate with people of low position. Don't be conceited, is what it says in verse 16. So if we're going to be group-minded, if we're going to have peace and unity with other people, we need to be able to draw alongside them. And we can only do that if we're humble, if we let go of our pride and we say, well, I'm not really any better than them. We're in this together. We've got to walk together in this Christian life. See how we can support each other and help each other, but not from a position of I'm better than you, but from an equal position of we're beggars looking for bread together, aren't we, from the Lord. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Let me just put my shoe back on and then I'll go away again.
Well, I hope that's helped. Ooh. Anyway. Ooh. I thought you've sorted.
I think I've got something in my other shoe.
Yeah, it looks like the other shoe. Oh, what's this then?
Thought I was all right.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, something there. I don't know what this could be. I thought we sorted everything out.
Oh.
What?
So, the other day,
yeah,
my friend said a really mean thing that upset me.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
It was really mean and it really, really upset me.
I'm sorry.
Well, ever since then.
Is it me?
No. Oh. I've made sure that I'm really hard on my friend and I point out all the things they do wrong all the time.
Really?
And actually, I remember a line from a movie and I've decided to start living my life that way. And it's like, revenge is a dish best served cold. So actually, they better watch out because when they least expect it, I will get them back because they really, really hurt me.
Gosh. Well, that's pretty serious. I don't think that movie was a biblical movie. I don't think that's one of God's pieces of advice. In fact, in Romans here, Paul says the opposite. It says, don't repay anyone evil for evil. Right? But he says something else you can do. He says, don't take revenge. You've got to leave room for God to work, okay? Instead, you've got to do good to people who've done harm to you. It even talks about feeding them. If your enemy is hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. And so, you know, maybe it's about overcoming evil with good, rather than joining in with evil and becoming part of it by responding and reacting with the way you're talking about, with revenge. So respond with something good. So even think about, what's some practical thing I could do to help that person? Could I give them something even? Could I do something for them? And that will destroy the evil in the situation and in the relationship and overcome it with good. And that's what you want to do, really. You know, that's the principle that you know, we see in the cross, isn't it? Yeah, that's what Jesus has done for you and for me. Like we came saying, you know, I'm antagonistic to God. I'm full of sin. I'm a mess. But like, you know, God could have said, well, then that's it. I'm just going to react against you. But he said, no, I'm going to forgive you. And he died on the cross so that we could be forgiven and cleansed. And that's the principle we need to live with others. God has shown us undeserved favor. That's grace. So we need to show that grace to other people. So we need to be full of grace, darling.
Thank you.
And love people even when they don't love us back. Because we love people because God loved us. In the way that he loved us is what we need to express to others.
Well, you've told me a lot of really good stuff. It's not always easy. It's a lot of really difficult stuff. But I will go away and I will think about it and try to love other people the way that it tells us in Romans.
Well, I think if you do, you find it a lot easier to walk around. And it won't be so difficult to be walking around. It's painful, isn't it, when we carry these things with us in
our
shoes? Yeah,
my feet feel much better now.
You feel better, yeah. Hooray!
Thank you.
Feel better. You're going to pray for people, aren't you? So why don't you just pray that God will help us all to live like it tells us here, to pursue peace with one another.
Let's pray. Dear Father, I do thank you that you see us, you know us, you know where each of us are coming from. You know our struggles. You know the areas that we find it so hard to love and show grace the way that you have loved us and shown us grace. Lord Jesus, I thank you that in front of the cross, we are all the same. I thank you that in front of the cross, we are all accepted and loved by you. And Lord Jesus, as we interact with each other, as we interact with people that you put in our paths each day at work, at school, our friends, our family, our church family, our wider family. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have poured your spirit into our lives so that we can act towards each other in a manner that is full of your love and your grace. Lord Jesus, I pray that as we go into this week, you will help us to walk with shoes of peace, shoes that are full of your love, shoes that are full of your grace, shoes that are full of your forgiveness towards people that we meet. Lord, I know it's so hard. The reality is people are difficult. People are hard, and sometimes it does feel like we're walking with a shoe full of stones. But Lord Jesus, I thank you that we can come to you, and we can bring all of our difficulties before you, and that you give us your spirit, and you give us practical instructions about loving each other if we would just take them on board. And I thank you for this, Lord. I thank you that you don't leave us without guidance. I thank you that you don't leave us without your presence to lead us through each day. So Lord, as we walk into this week, lead and guide us as we look to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.